either. At the turn of the century, the area bounded by the rear lines of the homes on West Kings Highway, North Drive, Crystal Lake Avenue, and Estor Avenue was Clarence Inchman's farm. A meandering carriage lane led from the West Main Street in the Estor Avenue section to join with the lane which is now West End Avenue. The lane then continued over to the Hinchman farmhouse, which became the Loran House on Crystal Lake Avenue years later.
Oh, was that the Hinchman farm?
Near Estor Avenue were a number of bubbling springs that were the source of a creek. Mr. Hinchman built a dam across the stream and erected a garage-sized mill with a water wheel. Across the water, he had a little bridge. This creek ran through Redmond's Woods, the playground of all the children in town. All remembered is the Billy Penn tree. This tall tree stood in the woods back of Mount Vernon Avenue, and if a kid climbed up on it on a clear day, could see Billy on top of Philadelphia City Hall. A golf club purchased land from Mr. Hinchman out towards the North Drive area, where the clubhouse stood near the site of Mr. Cope Summers' residence. The Haddonfield boys could get their spending money by caddying. On the way to the links, they could raid the big black strawberry patch that was in the Avondale Avenue section. It is difficult to envision a section of Haddonfield's farmland, but it was. If the stream is questioned, a trip to the 300 block of Elm Avenue enables one to see it running through the field from the pipe under the street on its merry way to Crystal Lake. Chestnut trees with good edible chestnuts were plentiful in the woods until one year of blight ruined them. The boys used to knock the burrs down off the trees with railroad spikes tied to short lengths of broomsticks, and thus, getting the chestnuts, they would roast them on the fires and have feasts.